So we pick up in the second quarter, Wisconsin City leading 6-0. The Panthers would have second and long. They would end up punting and losing a net 2 yards early in the second quarter, as the Beavers would force their second punt in as many game or series for the Panthers. Wisconsin City would take over after a short punt to midfield, or punt return to midfield, with 10:33 to go second quarter with the 6-0 lead. The Beavers would just get one first down. They'd punt at the Concordia 36 and would pin the Panthers deep in their own territory with 7:47 to go in the second quarter. Still that 6-0 lead. Concordia would not muster much either on their third series of the game, and on third down and 11, it would be Scott City picking up their first sack of the night.
It's third and 11 for Concordia at their own 15. 6:50 here in this second quarter, 6-0 Beaver lead. Trost all kinds of time now under pressure, and he's rolling to his left. He gets dropped back at the 12-yard line. Eli Amack with the sack, along with Caleb Vandegrift. They're going to mark him for a yard loss at the 14, and the third straight three and out delivered by the Beaver defense.
Concordia would actually get off a good punt there with freshman Stryker Hake, as it would be end up being a 52-yard punt that flipped the field at the 6:02 mark of the second quarter, 6:03 mark of the second quarter. It would be first and 10, Scott City at their own 34-yard line. The Beavers would get 9 yards on two running plays, and then on third down, the Beavers would strike big in the air to set up their second score of the night.
Two wings set up receiver right, tied in left side. It's Kevin Serrano in motion, and it'll be a play fake. Now Gooden will roll to his left, finds wide open Jackson Lewis, will make the catch. 35-30, 25-20, stiff arm, first and 10, inside the 15. Wyatt Trost with a touchdown-saving tackle all the way down to the 11-yard line on a big pass play of 46 yards.
The Beavers would be into the red zone for the third time in the half with a 6-0 lead here. They would get it down to about the 5, and then an encroachment penalty set up Scott City second and short at the 3-yard line, and it'd be the senior Hunter Yeager finishing things off for Scott City.
2-yard penalty, so second and 2 at the 3. So quick snap here, Hunter Yeager left side, weaves his way in, touchdown, standing up left side from 3 yards out with 3:29 in the second, and it's a 2-score lead at 12-0.
Parker Gooden would run in the 2-point conversion, and the Beavers would cap off a 5-play, 66-yard drive in 2:34, and would lead at 14-0 over Concordia at 3:29 mark of the second period of play. The Beaver defense would come to life again, and they would force their fourth consecutive three and out of the first half. Concordia would gain 6 yards, but would punt it late in the second quarter. The Beavers would get a first down right off the bat, taking over, throwing 40 with a minute 38. They'd get out of bounds at the Concordia 47. They'd move the ball down the field even a little further on the second play of the series.
From the Panther 47, first and 10. Cale Goodman in motion, right side, as Gooden rolls to his right on first down. Has all kinds of time now. The swing pass, Cale Goodman, 40, outside the numbers, 35, cuts it up 30, rollers his shoulder, and down to the 27 for a gain of 20. What a nice play to the safety valve for a gain of 20.
The Beavers would stall out there. They would get it inside the 25, but on fourth down, this is when the Beavers would see their drive come to an end late in the second quarter.
Fourth and 6, Scott City this year on fourth down. They are 60%, and Gooden rolling to his left on fourth down. Now under some pressure, he'd get hit, and he'll be pulled down right at the line of scrimmage by Dalton Owen at about the original line of scrimmage at the 27-yard line with 26.8. That was really good secondary coverage by Concordia to force the turnover on down.
It would be a turnover on downs for their own 27-yard line with 26 seconds to go in the second quarter, leading 14-0. Concordia would be penalized once with a holding call that back him up. The Panthers would see their series come to an end on their second play of the drive at their own 17. 14-0, Scott City took a lead into the locker room over the Concordia Panthers. And second half to come here on WesternKansasNews.com.